Welcome. I'm Carly Weinreb. This year happens to be the 100th birthday of Canada's income tax system. The U.S. income tax system is even older. These income tax systems were created at the time when trade was very local and all done on horse and buggy. Today, 100 years later, everyone's using the internet. We have gone from very local trade to more and more global trade. Our income tax systems are falling behind. We need to play catch up. We are losing billions of tax dollars from our global companies. Governments still have to pay for roads, bridges, and schools. Where will they find these missing monies? At the end of the day, they're going to have to raise a tax on all of us. This includes pressuring doctors, entrepreneurs, and farmers. This pressuring is the exact issue of what is happening in Canada today. Our global companies are profit shifting. They shift profits to offshore tax havens. These offshore tax havens have a 0% tax rate or a very low percent tax rate. There are more than 1,000 Canadian companies set up in the tax havens Barbados. These include giants like Petro-Canada and Loblaws. In the U.S., 72% of the Fortune 500 have companies in the tax havens. Walmart alone has 78 companies in the tax havens with zero stores. Profit shifting is when a company makes a puppet company in the tax havens. Here is one example. Microsoft USA sets up a puppet company in Singapore. Microsoft USA allows Microsoft Singapore to sell its softwares like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Microsoft USA strips some of its sales and profits to Microsoft Singapore. So Microsoft USA does not have to pay US tax on the sales and profits it shifted to Microsoft Singapore. Remember, this is only one of the 72% of the Fortune 500 that have companies in the tax havens. This profit shifting is called tax avoidance. Today, rich countries are here. Today, poor countries are here. Here's the gap. If rich countries lose monies of the government, they slide to here. If poor countries lose money from the government, they slide to here. Here's the gap. Did the gap get smaller, bigger, or stayed the same? It got bigger. If the gap gets bigger, the world is going to be unstabled. So I am here today at the Tax Code Conference at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland. I am asking the United Nations to make tax avoidance their number one issue. Thank you.